USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A man armed with a rifle threw explosive devices at an immigration jail in Washington State, then was found dead after four police officers arrived and opened fire. The Tacoma Police Department said officers responded about 4 a.m. to the privately run Tacoma Northwest Detention Center, a U.S. Department of Homeland Security detention facility that holds migrants pending deportation proceedings. The detention center also held immigration-seeking parents separated from their children under Donald Trump's zero-tolerance policy, an effort meant to deter illegal immigration. The shooting took place about 6 hours after a peaceful rally in front of the detention center, police spokeswoman Loretta Cool said. She also said another rally was planned for later in the day, but it was to be held in a different area because of the investigation into the police shooting. Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
With an update from New Orleans, Barry rolled into the Louisiana coast, flooding highways and forcing people to scramble to rooftops, dumping heavy rain that could test the levees and pumps that were bolstered after Hurricane Katrina devastated New Orleans in 2005. The system weakened to a tropical storm as it made landfall about 160 miles west of New Orleans, with the winds falling to under 70 miles an hour, according to the National Hurricane Center. By late afternoon, New Orleans had been spared the worst effects, receiving only light showers and gusty winds, but officials are continuing to warn that Barry could cause disastrous flooding across a wide stretch of the Gulf Coast and drop up to 20 inches of rain across a part of Louisiana that includes New Orleans and Baton Rouge. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards said, "It's just the beginning. It's going to be a long several days." The Coast Guard has already rescued a dozen people from flooded areas south of New Orleans. None of the main levees on the Mississippi River failed, according to the governor. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Authorities say a transformer fire caused a power outage throughout Manhattan and left a number of businesses without electricity, elevators stuck, and subway cars stalled in their tracks. New York Fire Department said the fire started at West 64th and West End Avenue and affected 138,000 customers as of 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Power reportedly went out early in the evening at much of Rockefeller Center and reached to the Upper West Side. A diner on Broadway at West 69th lost its lights as well as other surrounding businesses throughout that area. The Metropolitan Transportation Authority tweeted there are a number of outages at various underground stations. The MTA is working with Con Edison to determine the cause. The outage comes on the anniversary of the 1977 New York City outage that left most of the city without power. Former New York Mets pitcher Dwight Gooden, who has struggled with substance abuse for years, was arrested for alleged cocaine possession in New Jersey. The famed pitcher was picked up by police in the Homedale Township of New Jersey, about 55 miles south of where Gooden burst onto the scene in 1984 and won National League Rookie of the Year. He was pulled over by police who found two small baggies containing cocaine, according to a criminal complaint written by Police Sergeant Michael Moore and filed by the Monmouth County Prosecutor's Office. Gooden was charged with third-degree possession of a controlled dangerous substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and driving under the influence. He faces a maximum of 5 years behind bars if convicted. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.